This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight, Kate Delaney. With sad news, many of you probably already know, three police officers are dead after being shot in an ambush in Baton Rouge. Three other officers were injured. A Missouri man driving to Baton Rouge. They think he passed through Dallas and then went on his way, taking him to Louisiana and bent on doing something that would ultimately perhaps atone for Alton Sterling's killing at the hands of police 2 weeks ago, which is unbelievable. Not even someone from Louisiana, which still is outrageous, but on July 10th, in a video he recorded, he said, "In Dallas, zero have been successful just over simply protesting. You gotta fight back." So he rents a car in Kansas City after the Dallas shootings, drives to Baton Rouge, and then posted those words in a YouTube video from Dallas. And that's what they believe, at least now in these early moments of coming across and going through computers and talking to people and finding out any piece of information they can. Ultimately, he was an African American. He was a former Marine. He spent time in Iraq. He was discharged at the rank of sergeant back in 2010. So police officers respond Sunday to the shootings. They killed Long in a gun battle. This Marine that I'm talking about, former Marine, after the other officers were ambushed. It's very brutal to look at the backgrounds of these cops. One of them, Montrell Jackson, had just written on his Facebook how it was so awful what had happened and how exhausted he was and how he felt as though the police had these targets on their back that in uniform, he gets hateful looks, and out of uniform, he's still threatened. So he was one of the cops killed during the firefight. The gunman used social media a lot. Videos, podcasts, tweets, posts, and he had a pseudonym, Cosmo Setpanera. Under that name, he also tweeted a link to news about the Dallas shooter, Micah Johnson, said the shooter was one of us. Hashtag my religion is justice. And as I mentioned, this is still in the very early investigative stages of it. But they believe Long was not alone during his stay in Baton Rouge. Unclear whether the people with him knew what was going to happen or somehow they were actively involved. I can't answer that question now other than with the YouTubes, what he said in the YouTubes, what he said on social media. And he even said the need to fight back again and again and what people should say about him if anything happened to him. In the meantime, there is a call for the end of violence from Alton Sterling's son, Cameron, and Quinetta McMillian, the mother of Cameron, saying that these are despicable acts and that this is awful for the officers and their families. And they reject violence of any kind at members of law enforcement. The president reacted on Sunday and he condemned the killings. He said, "We as a nation have to be loud and clear that nothing justifies violence against law enforcement." He was speaking from the White House after a press briefing when he said that attacks on police are an attack on all of us and the rule of law that makes society possible. There's something true about that. And in a written statement earlier in the day, he called the Baton Rouge shootings a cowardly and reprehensible assault. And boy, is this a familiar situation for this president. Let's go to Grim. Hello, Grim.
Hey, Kate. I'm not going to fan the fire any worse than what it
right.
is.
Yeah, we know where it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like I was telling Patrick, it's in our face every day. You know, no need.
Yep.
But I heard a couple of good book interviews this weekend. I don't know if you've had either one of them, Gary Byrne or Sidney Powell. You know, they did books accordingly to, Sidney Powell, she did a book on our attorney general and in the messes up there in D.C. called License to Lie. And
yeah.
Gary Burns did a book on crisis of character about, you know, the Clinton's term.
And, yeah, that I heard that was a pretty interesting book.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, they'd be good to get on your show. I'd love to hear from them because they've been doing the circuit. I've heard them on several talk shows. But, you know, that's just the other side of the avenue because
yeah.
Leslie Stahl tonight on 60 Minutes, I think
I
her middle name is Ambush. Because she was trying to ambush him as best she could. And I think the theme that we're starting to hear come directly out of the Democrat general that was supposedly a vice president nomination, and he said he was there to propose leadership. And that's what we're lacking. It's just real leadership.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the leadership, we need some good leadership in this country. There's no question about that. At all levels, there are many holes in the system.
Well, you got to start from the top.
You're right. You do have to start from the top, and it all filters down, but we definitely need that.
And Trump mentioned, you know, he stated it. Well, we need leadership in the interview on 60 Minutes. Kate, let me see if you can confirm something, because an old Navy SEAL buddy of mine, I told you I was up in Philly back in the mid-'80s, but he told me when I went up there to visit him one year, that he's going to take me out and get me the best Philly cheesesteak sandwich I have ever eaten. And it's right there off of Lancaster on the west side. Now, it's in the old colonial part. You could tell the building was. And when you walk in, it's kind of like the Waffle House, you know, the stool area. And it's smaller than that. And you can't really see anything. It's got like two fluorescent light shots, and the grill's going. It's so smoky, you just can't see anything. And I thought it was just a fire hazard. I was scared to be even sitting down in place. But
no kidding.
Boy, it was some of the best Philly cheesesteak sandwiches I've ever eaten.
I love it. He knew what he's doing.
Well, he said it was one of the oldest, and, you know, he'd eaten there several times being stationed there in Philly.
Yeah, yeah.
At one point, you know, he'd go to lunch every day, and he took me there.
Oh, I love it. Good deal. And, you know, next week the Democrats descend on Philly.
Uh-huh.
This week it's Cleveland, the Republicans. And we talked to Greg Stebbins in the beginning of our first hour, and he was talking about how Cleveland has this reputation, and he expected something completely different than what he saw once he got there. But it's going to be crazy in the next couple days.
Oh, yeah. I've seen where they talked about whether they're going to be able to march across the bridge there and
yes.
Statue of the Gateway to Transportation and, you know, the area where they're going to turn right there and
yeah.
cross the street.
Yeah,
that's
can they do that?
Kinda, that's going to be kind of wild.
I think it's going to be kind of wild, too. And I was just there a few months ago, as many of you know. I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, really checked Cleveland out. And it was I was pleasantly surprised. Stay with us.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
The country, and sadly what's happening to too many police officers who fear that they're targets, and there have been those warnings that have been issued. The presence of the police has certainly been beefed up outside of the Republican convention. That's all taking place in Cleveland. And right now it's kind of quiet. People are flying in, but in the next day or two it will be full-blown convention activity. There'll be a plethora of speakers. A lot of them are going to be the Trump children because they all are slated to speak. Trump himself ultimately will speak. He spoke when he picked Mike Pence to be the governor of Indiana, to be his running mate, and said that of all the people that were calling Donald Trump and asking that, you know, to be considered, or people that Trump approached, Pence was somebody that Trump went to himself after seeing him a few times going through Indiana and whatnot. And so Pence is going to be on that VP ticket, and Trump obviously gets the nomination. at the end of the week, at the end of the convention. It'll be interesting to see what happens polling-wise with the convention, because usually what happens is the party, whoever it is, which it's the Republicans this week, they usually get a bump in the polls, even if it's just slides a few points in their direction. That's what happens coming off of speeches and feel-good moments and all of that. So that wouldn't be I wouldn't be surprised to see that by the time we get to the end of the week, and then the Republicans take over, and we'll see what happens from that convention. Then both of them emerge as the nominees, and then let the games begin, because whatever the debates are that end up being scheduled, that will be interesting to see. I think even the vice presidential debates, although Pence, I'm sure, is able to debate Joe Biden, the interesting part is right now in the polls, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are neck and neck. So you count for a bounce at perhaps the end of the week. That turns around, and then ultimately what happens as we get into the meat of August, September, October, it'll ramp up, and then next thing you know, it's election day, and what are the electoral votes, where do they go? And what does it say about what's happening in our country? It's followed the bouncing ball at this point. But I think it's going to be too close to call till the very, very end. I really do. I think there's a lot we probably don't know. There's other pieces of information that we are looking at. But I don't think we're going to know anything definitive until we go through that process, which is very exciting in some ways to me. As many of you who call the show and I say, oh, did you vote? Did you vote? Did you vote? So important. So important to go and let your voice be heard, because then you can call up this show and others like it and complain. I voted. They just didn't like how I voted. The same way. Oh, my. We'll see what it looks like outside the convention, but I think it's going to be okay. There's a concern about protests. There's a concern about what it looks like unless somebody disrupts what's happening outside, or somebody's disruptive inside. I don't think we're going to see the worst thing happen. I don't think so. In the meantime, odds and ends is pretty interesting. I mean, so much is focused on Cleveland. I wonder if anyone will be doing the Pokemon thing in Cleveland. It seems like a natural but naturally dangerous. I happen to see the story about Pokemon Go, and it's led to car crashes, even a mugging. Do you believe that? Cliff rescues, all kinds of crazy things. You must be getting so wrapped up in the game if you can't even see your feet. There's just something about that. We can't see your feet. There was one story of somebody who was doing Pokemon, and he woke up the house where he went to with the Pokemon thing by a loud noise. The people woken up outside of the house. There was a car that was outside of the house at the time, and they heard it. So that's being investigated. Shots were fired, and this Pokemon Go has now become the most dangerous app that one can imagine. Trespassing, super, super loud arguing back and forth, And what looks like good fun and is almost a brilliant invention by Nintendo, it could really backfire. Really could backfire. At this point, since he's out of the race, I would say pretty safe bet that he's safe, he's not going to have to run, and it's a wrap. When I say it's a wrap, I guess I shouldn't say it's a wrap overall, because I still come back to that question of why? Why? And that's the one piece of information that kind of eludes us. Although Obama, in a 60 Minutes interview, very early in the evening, the conversation talked to or addressed a few things. One, you had Trump and Mike Pence together for the first time, and she was going after them on a couple of questions, and they were not biting. She did not, some of the questions, she did not get the answers that she was hoping for, I think. But she did get the press time. She did get all of that. Crazy. So as the city prepares for protests, and even the hardiest Democrat is weighing in, we talked about this earlier, with body armor. So there's expectations that this could end up being a sad story, but it may be, it won't be. Maybe it'll just be heavy police presence, and it scares off something worse that could happen. You know, that's the thought with guns. In certain circumstances, if everybody's carrying, why would you even tempt fate? Why bother? That doesn't make any sense. All right, by the way, you were talking about the uprising and earlier and the people that were killed, massacred in Nice, 84 people died. Here, closer to home, three police officers who had families, who had friends, who had a life outside of the department, died, were killed in an ambush. It has been, you have to say, I'm sure we've had other weeks that have been crazy, but you have to say that this is some of the worst that you've seen. I don't think I'm alone in that theory, and I'm not walking the plank by myself. All right, stay with us as we visit the past with a couple of great interviews here on America Tonight.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
To welcome our next guest to the show, because, you know, I've mentioned this, I've been taking One World Way. I've been going to the gym, and I've been doing, you know, walking the dog crazy amounts, and it just has made me feel so energetic. I work crazy hours. Every day is different. You certainly know that from this show and other things that I do in my career. And One World Way has been just amazing. It tastes awesome, and it's made a huge difference within this last month in my life. I can only imagine what it's going to be like as we continue down the road. So joining us is Stephen Heuer. He's the founder of Synergistic Nutrition. Stephen, thanks so much, of course, for hanging with us to talk about what's going on with Synergistic Nutrition. You've got a lot of great products, but I want to talk first about One World Way, because I know One World Way, it's interesting even how you produce the protein powder. Talk about that for a second.
All right. So, you know, like you, it's like I want more energy. Everybody wants more energy, more quality of life.
Oh, yeah.
I found that the whey gave that to me about 5 years ago when I was introduced to it. It's like all of the whey protein powders I'd taken prior to that. I'm a skinny guy. I always wanted to gain weight. I took whey protein powders. They always constipated me. I always felt unhealthy and unhappy eating a whey protein powder. I take this one, and I felt energetic, cheerful. Intestines work great. And from 5 years now, I've had the same feedback from hundreds, thousands of people. And basically, the way it goes through a process where technologically the man owns a multimillion dollar facilities. He's a nuclear physicist, he's a molecular biologist, and he's got a lot of these degrees in sciences, so he figured out how to take frequencies and literally restore the structure of the protein of the whey back to what nature intended it to be. So basically, when you dry liquid whey to a dry powder, the steps that it goes through to become a dry powder changes the shape of the proteins to shapes that aren't usable by the body. So when you put it back through this technological enhancement, it gets to restore the protein structure, and it puts into it a energy, much like a battery that can have either the full charge of its electron content, energy content, or be totally depleted and not be able to run your flashlight. Same thing here. There's literally energy put into it so that when you consume it, there's an energetic component your body's getting and a correct protein structure your body's getting, and the net result of those two things has been the energy that you experience. People recover quicker from workouts. They have more energy for like 5 hours at a time from just one serving. They detoxify their bodies. And that's my main thing as a practitioner of the healing arts. I was behind the eight ball with mercury poisoning for many years, and this ended up getting it all out of my system. I did many different kinds of mercury chelation and detoxing programs, natural and man-made, for several years from 1999 to 2005. And every time I did a test for my mercury levels to see where they were, you take a pill that pulls mercury out quickly through your urine, you collect your urine and you test it. My mercury levels were always very high. Then I get on the One World Way, and I've been on it for a little while, and I do my test again, and I have zero levels of mercury showing up in my body. So I figured out that this is the most significant food you can take, not only as a protein to support energy and muscle tissue repair and all the things that people equate with whey protein as a bodybuilding supplement, but also as a way to increase glutathione and cause your body to detoxify all the heavy metals, all the chemicals, all the drugs, and reduce or get rid of your chronic inflammation that most people have.
Yeah, wow, that's in a nutshell, exactly. And I love what you said, that what a difference it made for you, and certainly people listening to us. Trust me, you have Stephen's experience, you have my experiences. I'm going to keep telling you here on the show and describe what it's meant to me, because that's what I was really lacking, energy, no question about it. Now, you have some other products, a lot of other products, of course. And before we jumped on the air, you wanted to tell me about something really exciting. Tell me about some of the oils that you're working with.
There's a man that I met recently named Andreas Wecker, who people in Germany know this man. He was a national hero because he was an Olympic gold medalist in 1996 on the high bar, and so he was a gymnast, and he was exceptional. And because of all of his gymnastics, he had injured his joints and his body to the degree that when he was out of gymnastics, he was taking aspirins and anti-inflammatory and cortisone shots and things to compensate for his chronic musculoskeletal pains and joint pains. And so he destroyed his intestinal health from doing that. He got Crohn's disease. He got a candida overgrowth in his body to the point that he was dying. He was introduced to this special seed oil that was pressed in a certain way, and he ended up basically getting his health back to the point that it wasn't fully back 100%. It was a flaxseed oil pressed, a fresh pressed flaxseed oil that got his health back to the degree that he was back to being functional again, and that he had his life back for the most part. But then he's like a third generation engineer in his family in terms of his knowledge, and so he engineered a way to press seed oils in a unique way that no one's ever done, where the oil ends up being 100% zero oxidation, which is unheard of. And so he pressed this coriander seed oil and took that in conjunction with his fresh pressed flax oil, and his candida went away 100%, and his Crohn's disease healed up 100%, and he has fantastic health again. And he's introduced this now to many people, and it's just phenomenal. These seed oils that we currently take that are pressed and put into dark bottles and stored into refrigeration that you can buy in the health food store, whether it's hemp seed oil or flaxseed oil or whatever, they're all oxidized by 20 to 30% by the time you consume them. This is the first seed oil in the market that has zero oxidation, and even after 2 years at room temperature, you can test this, and it can have zero oxidation. And the result of what that means to your body is phenomenal, because your cells cannot utilize oxygen without having the omega-3, omega-6 in the cell wall to attract oxygen and to absorb it. So, you know, you talk about fatigue and you talk about cancer, which is, cancer is a situation where people have cells that aren't breathing. They aren't using oxygen because the cell is either damaged or doesn't have the fatty acids in the cell wall that enable it to absorb oxygen. So it turns into a cell that can make energy in the absence of oxygen, and that's a tumor cell. So the high incidence of cancer, the high incidence of viral and fungal conditions going on in our culture today, this is the missing ingredient. This is the missing piece, is unoxidized seed oils that have omega-3 and omega-6 that your cells can put into their membranes so that they can start to absorb oxygen again like they're designed to, then you start creating energy properly, you start reducing your acid production, you correct your pH. Instead of being chronically acidic, you start to become alkaline. I mean, the results are phenomenal. I mean, I've been on these seed oils only a short time, and I'm telling you, I can pick up my barbells, my 25-pound barbells, and normally I'd have to swing my body, get some momentum, mobilize other muscle groups to just, you know, do some curls. I can do these now total straight, no swinging or mobilizing other muscle groups, just with the total strength of my bicep, just a calm, controlled curl that's just like a phenomenal increase in strength, including wanting to do push-ups and stuff. I'm 55. I haven't wanted to do this kind of stuff in probably 5 years. So this is like an amazing seed oil that's going to rewrite nutritional science, because the fats are the missing piece to utilizing oxygen, and everything on the market right now is oxidized. So these Andreas Wecker seed oils that we're carrying, we're going to call them sacred seed oils. They're phenomenal. And the black cumin seed oil, in and of itself, people have like seen cancer go away consuming this stuff. Not this one, but other brands. They've seen, you can lose fat like crazy on black cumin seed oil. People have lost, it just melts your body fat off you. And then you got coriander seed oil, which apparently is very good as an antifungal to get rid of candida. So yeah, you've got some amazing things in these seed oils that people have never really been able to experience in the nutrition field.
Yeah, boy, and people are really struggle with all of the issues that you just mentioned, obviously. It's not just even about weight. It's crazy what's happened with health and in trying to get ourselves in a better position. Even people, and you know this, Stephen, who work out, supposedly eat right, we're just not getting what we need out of our foods, are we?
We're not only not getting what we need, but there's cumulative injuries that have happened prior to that from just unhealthy eating habits that we didn't know about earlier in our lives, whether that was too much sugar or whether that was cooked vegetable oils or, you know, and then you get your colds and flus and you take a round of antibiotics and that damages your mitochondria in your body and you get all these other things that are like cumulatively creating a terrain and a situation where your body is not utilizing oxygen, making energy efficiently, so you end up even on an ideal diet, well, what people consider an ideal diet, clean and organic and stuff, they still don't thrive. And so this is my job as a naturopath, is to bring in the nutraceuticals, the technologies, and the various things that I've learned over the years to put back into your life the ingredients so that you can get back radiant health, because it is possible. I've suffered with chronic fatigue syndrome for many years and adrenal exhaustion and all kinds of stuff, and when I do live my life, man, I'm happy to be alive again.
So, and you said it. You said you're 55, but you don't feel like 55 now, right?
No. Gosh, I just took a long bike ride yesterday. I can jog. I can do push-ups and, you know, things like that. And it's just like, if I don't eat right, I don't experience that. But if I eat right and I take my supplements, I feel really good again, and I'm happy to be alive. And, you know, it does take a little bit of knowledge. And, you know, a lot of people try and figure it out themselves, but, you know, they don't do it for profession. So they end up trial and error, and you can take many years just trying to figure it out and not get there, because there's not everything you need to know is commonly known. It's just not common knowledge yet.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's why you're helping us with that curve for sure. You can go check out everything that, that Synergistic Nutrition has to offer, including what, you know, we've talked about today. Obviously, go to www.sgn80.com. I've everyone knows that, obviously, but I say it anyway. sgn80.com. Stephen, thanks. I look forward to our next conversation.
I do too. Thank you too. Have a beautiful day, Kate.
You too. Thanks. All right, so everything that Stephen just said there, I'm echoing what I'm obviously seeing with the One World Way stuff, especially the energy, because that's where I fall down because of the crazy hours. Even if I'm eating well, and I am, the exercise and getting more out of that exercise is what I needed to jump, and that's what I've found so far. And I obviously there's so much more that I'm going to do as I move along here, but what that has done for me, especially kickstarting me, is absolutely incredible. I haven't had that in anything, and I've done the gym deal on and off for my whole life. I've been totally committed to it now, but I still wouldn't walk out, and I'd still feel tired, like where I just wanted to put a dent in the couch because I would be exhausted, you know what I mean? So it's really, really worked for me. Check it out, definitely. And coming up here on the show in the next couple of weeks, we're going to give away, you know, free packets of it so that you can try it and get that sensation that I'm getting as well. All right, stay with us. More to come next.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
To America Tonight, and it's your business. Boy, this is an important topic, kids and money, kids and finances. We have Shannon Schuler with us. She's from PricewaterhouseCoopers. She's Chief Corporate Responsibility Officer with the company and also serves as the president of the PwC Charitable Foundation. So when we look at kids and finances, I just had this conversation with a friend of mine who has five kids, different ages, and is trying to teach them about money and about financial literacy. And April, by the way, is Financial Literacy Month, so perfect time to have a chat with Shannon. First of all, Shannon, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, well, thank you. As you said, it's an incredible topic and certainly very timely with this month.
Yeah, so when we look at the basic problem, why are kids and money, this seems so elementary, but why are they so clueless?
Well, generally, they're clueless because we don't talk about money a whole lot at home, and we have an expectation that either they'll learn it somehow or from someone. It's also not being taught very widespread in schools. And so here's such an important issue that really shapes your future, your career decisions, your education decisions. And we're just not teaching people because we're uncomfortable talking about it, and we just don't have all the information needed to make sure that teachers are equipped and that parents are equipped to teach these young leaders that are up and coming.
Yeah, what did PricewaterhouseCoopers find? Because you've done lots of studies on this.
We have. I mean, the one thing that we've really tried to look at is what's happening and what's changing. And a new study that we just put out was around what do teachers think about this and has this evolved over the years. And probably one of the most interesting findings is that millennial teachers really feel that this is something that should be taught starting in the elementary school, and much more so than their older colleagues, at a percentage of 62% to 51%. So millennials as a generation tend to be one of the generations that's actually least equipped financially and has the least financial understanding. But millennial teachers are really saying, gosh, we know we're not good at this and we haven't been taught this. And so we want to figure out how to actually teach it in the classroom.
Yeah. What happens when these kids fall through the cracks and they don't even have the basic financial skills that you need, let's face it, to navigate through life?
And especially now with technology. So there's so many decisions that you can make. And now with technology, there's a lot of very bad decisions you can make very quickly. And what we're finding is that the generation now is really looking at more risky behavior. So they're going back and they're using payday loans. They're not signing up for their company's retirement funds. And if they are, they're using it really like a savings account. They're taking it out. And they're actually now starting to use pawn shops. Even college-educated millennials, more so than ever before. So they're just saying, how do I get the money? I need it now, because they haven't had the education to really figure out how to be able to save and maintain for the future.
Wow. So as you look at that, boy, that's interesting, especially with the teachers, as you say. I would assume even some of the teachers who have been around for a long time are starting to see that this is a problem too, right?
Oh, absolutely. And they continue to say, we need curriculum, we need some standards, we need training for teachers. And the other thing that they're really starting to understand is they're saying we need take-home materials for parents. Because unlike when a teacher teaches algebra or you teach history, you may talk about it at home, but you don't have a parent saying, no, that's not how you do it, or doing incorrect algebra problems or trying to rewrite history. But when you teach financial literacy in school and teachers are trying, when the student goes home, they see their parents aren't budgeting, their parents aren't saving, their parents are maxing out their credit cards. And so it's not able to really be sticky because they don't see it at work.
Yeah. Here's a great question. So with the studies that you've done, when should this start? When should we start preparing kids for this?
I think it's most important to start as young as you can. I mean, I have a 3.5-year-old, and right now we're talking about behavior, right? It doesn't start out talking about dollars and coins. It talks about long-term versus short-term. So even the old have one marshmallow today or two marshmallows tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So you can start talking about delayed gratification, because really good financial decision-making is just that. It's decision-making. It's making sure that you're thinking through what steps, and that will work for you, whether it's financial issues down the road or any kind of decisions you're trying to make as you go through your life and your career.
Yeah, and you found with your study some pretty hardcore, very bleak numbers. What were they?
Well, we know that 92% of teachers really believe that financial education should be taught somewhere within K through 12, but it only is happening about 12% of the time. And so you have people who really want to teach it. They want it to be a part of it, but one, they know it's not. And then also they're not comfortable teaching it. And so you only have about 31% that are even comfortable teaching the topic, and then others are either moderately or not comfortable at all. And so we really have to equip teachers, regardless of the courses that they teach, about some of the basics and some of the rules that go around with budgeting and savings and really reading what people are signing and looking for future state versus where they are right now. And that's not happening to the degree that it should be, although I do believe that these millennial teachers are really saying, we're going to do this. We're going to do it. And they're actually, because they're so good at technology, using vehicles for crowdfunding and crowdsourcing to get money to be able to learn more and to be able to teach financial capabilities.
Yeah, which is great. You know, I was thinking this the other day, too. It may depend on the school, the district that you're in, because we know how different states operate, different school boards operate. And for people listening to us, it would probably behoove a lot of them if they raised the question themselves and went to some of these school board meetings. Don't you think that would help?
Oh, absolutely. Right now, there's about 17 states that mandate financial education at some point before the student graduates from high school. Now, for some, they're very good courses. For others, they teach it once over an hour period, and they check the box and move on. So but at least it's somewhere embedded. And so there's a lot more space to go to really say this is important. And one of the things that the teachers in our most recent study, they said that we can't always teach it because it's still not viewed as a true life skill. And I don't know how else to indicate that being able to save for your future and to be able to be financially secure and successful seems like a life skill to me. And so we certainly have to get that through to more people.
Yeah, I think what you raised and what the study found is, especially when you're talking about payday loans and treating your 401k like it's a bank account. I mean, those are learned behaviors. There's something missing there, and obviously you've tapped into this with your study and found that the frankly the financial literacy out there is not good.
No, it's not. And it's certainly with those risky behaviors, as well as when you look just at normal issues around people being delinquent on their credit card payments, they're overdrawn with their savings and checking accounts. And what we really found is this generation, more than any others, is really feeling so shackled by the burdens of their loans, their college loans, that no other generation has had. And unfortunately, we have not equipped them to figure out not only how to repay that, but to repay that and figure out where they're going to live and figure out how they're going to still have experiences with their friends and figure out how to save for the future. All those things weren't done together, and so now they're flailing a bit.
Yeah, great information, definitely eye-opening. Shannon Schuler from PricewaterhouseCoopers, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And let me give you some of those numbers. And that was great stuff that Shannon was just talking about, because certainly we know that look at the future and how dismal is it when there is obviously a critical lack of financial education. And here's some of what they found. 70% of teachers, will reemphasize that again, in states like California and Texas say they don't feel qualified to teach financial education. That's one of the things Shannon was talking about. Nationally, the number's not great. 92% of K through 12 teachers believe this subject should be taught in schools, but only 12% are actually tackling that job. And, oh, man, it really resonates with me when we're talking about kids being pulled in to financial situations that they just keep going down that dark rabbit hole where no one's explaining, because you see payday loans all over the place and they think, oh, I need the money, get the money. Or they don't sign up. What was really troubling that Shannon said to me is they don't sign up for their company's programs, their retirement programs, knowing that if you do that, how many years you're there, imagine, at least there is some money there. As many of us know, what a lifesaver, what a net that has become, for so many people. So I think it's with this literacy month, financial literacy month, I think it's so vital to rethink this in our schools. As much as there are so many wonderful teachers out there and amazing subjects that are being taught, in the era that we're in, it's very critical when you look at technology and you look at the possibilities of just how deep, at a very young age, some of these boys and girls can pull themselves down that path that's really hard to turn around and takes years and years and years, because what's the advantage? They have youth in planning for their future. So good stuff. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.